If the Supreme Court upholds the federal health law, the Affordable Care Act, Washington State is ready. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's a good chance, though, the court will strike down a key part of the law, the individual mandate. That's the requirement that we all have to have health insurance or else pay a tax penalty. Without that mandate...
Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City.
That's trouble with a capital T. State Representative Eileen Cody, who's chair of the House Health Committee, learned the lesson well.
Without the individual mandate, we saw the individual market fall apart. So we do know what happens if you don't have everybody participating.
That was back in the mid-1990s. A package of health laws was passed and then partially repealed during the Clinton years. We had consumer protections. If the cost of insurance was too high or didn't seem worth it, you could wait until after you were sick or pregnant and then buy at the last minute.
That was probably the number one issue, pregnancy.
Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler.
Families would sign up for health insurance at the time they were pregnant, then for delivery, and even for prenatal. They would have coverage, and then after the baby was born, many would wind up then dropping health insurance.
One woman from Eastern Washington famously wrote to Primera Blue Cross, thanking them for wonderful service during her pregnancy, and she was canceling until she got pregnant again. If a lot of people do that, the company loses money.
It was a big crisis, no question. It caused the market to totally collapse in 98 and 99.
The insurance companies just quit selling. And so we brought back waiting periods, limits on coverage, etc., etc. This time around, State Senator Karen Kaiser, who chairs the Senate Health Committee, thinks the rest of the reforms could survive without the individual mandate, thanks to money.
If the individual mandate is set aside by the court, Washington State and other states can move forward. We're in a very good position because we have already received the federal funds to not only build our health care exchange or marketplace, but to operate it the first year.
The exchange is a new way of selling health insurance, making it easier to comparison shop, like buying an airline ticket online. The secret ingredients are federal subsidies. If you're low income or even middle income, you'll get federal help to buy health insurance through the exchange. Representative Cody says cheap insurance is a strong incentive.
At least it's the carrot that we need to get people to buy.
So if the Supreme Court strikes down part of the law, but Congress keeps the subsidies, Washington could have a few years to figure out how to make all this work. We've been hearing from Democrats because Washington's key leaders at this point are Democrats. If Republicans win control of the state Senate this fall, Randy Becker of Eatonville in Pierce County could become chair of the health committee.
You know, I don't want to throw away all the millions of dollars that we've been able to utilize here and do some really good things.
Senator Becker says Republicans would strip away a lot of the rules on insurance and doctors, hoping to lower the costs. But what if people start strategically buying insurance only when they need it again, like in the 1990s? One idea is to limit when you can sign up to just 1 month per year. Another option is to copy Massachusetts and create a Washington State individual mandate. Democrats here say it's a possibility. Republicans say no way. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.